Yes, the same miracles of power, protection, provision, and healing that happened in Bible times can happen now if we need them. And they are happening to God's children around the world. We'd like to thank those who sent their thrilling testimonies to us. People like Max, who is an airline pilot with Air India.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Please make sure your seat belts are fastened and take up your positions for an emergency landing.
Hi, my name's Max. And I'd like to share my experience how the Lord saved my life and the life of my passengers on the Boeing 707 that I was flying one evening recently. A few weeks ago, while coming into land at Bombay Airport in India after a long and tiring flight from Southeast Asia, with a full load of 185 passengers, I discovered that we were unable to extend the right landing wheels of the airplane. We made several attempts, but all failed, including the emergency systems, and eventually we were committed to an emergency landing. I briefed my crew and alerted the airport fire and crash tenders that we were low on fuel and I was going to have to attempt to land the plane with just one set of wheels. All the big shots of my company gathered at the airport to watch. In the last 5 minutes, I was overcome with thoughts of how hopeless our situation was. The probability was that the aircraft would crash and burst into flames upon touchdown. I finally went into the toilet and prayed desperately and asked the Lord to please deliver us out of this danger and to somehow help us. Then I went back to the cockpit, took the controls, and hoped for the best. Well, what happened next was truly a miracle. As the airplane touched down on the runway with the left wheel, miraculously the force of the impact jerked the right wheel down also. We landed safely without a scratch. I told the crew members to thank the Lord because it was certainly His hand that had saved us. It was a miracle for which I will be eternally grateful. Well, I've been asked many times how I did it. I wonder how many believe me when I say that I didn't do it, but that it was Jesus in answer to my prayers.